This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carrington, Aramark is introducing 20-some-odd new food items across 8 different ballparks this summer. We're not going to go through every single food item. Who has the time for that? So I'm going to give you one at a couple of the ballparks. Let's start in New York. Citi Field this year, if you're headed up there for a Mets game for whatever reason, if you think no to iconic Yankee Stadium, yes to Citi Field as a fan, you have a chance to try this new food item. It is the pulled barbecue jackfruit. It is a vegan-friendly barbecue option with barbecue braised jackfruit on a vegan pretzel bun topped with vegan coleslaw. Carrington, are you eating this when you head to go watch the Mets?
I'm born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. You think I'm going to New York to eat fake barbecue? Not real barbecue, fake barbecue. No, this isn't even something I would consider trying. What the hell is jackfruit? What is that? Is there like a jackfruit tree? That sounds something man-made. That doesn't sound like something that you can go. That doesn't sound God-given to us. That sounds like a man-made fruit that they came up with. No, I'm not eating your fake barbecue at the baseball game. That's insulting that you would even ask me that. I can't believe you just told me there were 20-something options and you picked the fake barbecue option as one of them for us to go through. No.
Let's say you're on an East Coast swing. You head down to Philadelphia to Citizens Bank Ballpark. They have a new food item. It's the S'mores Quesadilla. Carrington, this is Nutella and mini marshmallows with a graham cracker crumble inside a crispy flour tortilla served with a chocolate dipping sauce. Are you a fan of the dessert S'mores Quesadilla in Philadelphia?
Hey, that do sound kind of tasty. I ain't gonna lie to you. That S'mores Quesadilla. That is something I would try one time. Let's say you go to 7-8 Phillies games. You're there. You know what? The little ones want a little sweet treat. Yeah, you go out there and get you a little s'mores quesadilla. You can dip it in the marshmallow sauce. Yeah, absolutely. I'm rocking with that. I like the s'mores quesadilla. Certainly better than that fake barbecue you just offered us.
Who doesn't like a nice fake jackfruit barbecue?
Jackfruit barbecue sounds nuts. That sounds like something on the game Animal Crossing.
Ugh. Let's say you're heading out west to see the Rockies play. By the way, low-key, very underrated ballpark to go to.
I don't think it's a low-key or underrated. I think that it's one of the best ballparks in America.
It's fantastic. It's also not in the suburbs, but that's neither here nor there.
It's in downtown. It's great. You just walk outside, it's just weed and breweries everywhere. It's amazing time.
And you're heading over to Coors.
Now, the one thing, though, the baseball inside, terrible, by the way. Awful, by the way. But, yeah, you go outside. It's a great time.
I mean, I'm betting most people in Texas right now can't name 5 Rockies.
I couldn't name 5 Rockies. Are you? Other people couldn't name 5 Rockies. I don't think I could name 1 Rocky. Balboa. ASAP. That's the only Rockies I know. I can't name 5 Rockies.
They're also offering a new dessert option at Coors Field this year. It's the dessert nachos. It's fried flour tortillas tossed in cinnamon sugar, served with fresh berries and powdered sugar, along with a caramel drizzle and whipped cream. Carrington, you are in on the Nutella quesadilla. Are you in on dessert nachos?
You know what? I am in on the dessert nachos. Again, this is something for the summer months. I don't think I'm getting this in March, but you're telling me it's June, it's July. I got free tickets to the game, so the game didn't really cost me anything. You know what? I might splurge and get the $22 option. I might try the dessert nachos while I'm there. I might try the s'mores quesadilla. I'm not against this. I'm giving this a thumbs up. I'm absolutely rocking with it.
Let's say you're heading this summer to go see our friend Ron the Show Hughley, and you're heading to an Astros game at their new ballpark. It used to be the Juice Box. You had a great name. Now it's Daikin Park, D-A-I-K-I-N. We got to stop with corporate names on ballparks, but that's neither here nor there.
What you just said sounds like a violation. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that alone. Let's move forward.
The home of the Houston Astros, they have the Daddy Mac Dog, Carrington. It's a foot-long Angus beef frank.
Yo, you said a lot of violation words in here. It's a foot-long Angus beef dog?
Foot-long Angus beef frank. Covered in chopped brisket, mac and cheese, barbecue sauce, and crispy dill pickles, are you trying the Daddy Mac Dog down in Houston?
All right, let me ask you this. Can I take the pickles off?
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, then of course, absolutely. No question about it. I don't know why it needs pickles on there, but everything else you said actually sounds pretty good. Everything else that you included in that sounds like an A1 ballpark treat. I would get that regular. That sounds amazing. I don't need the chopped pickles, though, on the top. Why are we garnishing it with the pickle?
I mean, you know what it sounds? Heavy. It does not sound like...
Yeah, no, for sure.
Maybe not an IPA day down in Houston if you're going to have that one. Make it a quirk, because that's how to wash it down.
No, definitely.
Let's say you're heading to one of the most iconic ballparks in baseball. You're heading to Fenway. This year, they got something new. It is the Gourmet Grilled Cheese.
Have you ever been to Fenway before?
I haven't.
That's still on my list of places I want to go to. I want to go to Fenway. I want to go on a nice spring or summer day. I want to be at the Monster.
The problem is, outside of Fenway, Boston doesn't move me to do stuff up there. So, like, I would go to Fenway and come home.
You know what? It might be good to, like, go in May, and maybe you can pull the double dip. You can see the baseball team, and you can go see the basketball team, and you could just knock both of them out and make it a real sports weekend. I'm sure that will present itself, especially because we think Boston's going to make a deep run in the NBA playoffs.
It has been, you know, I have always wanted to boo Jason Tatum in person. that's on my bucket list. They're offering a new item.
A real great American.
It's a classic gourmet grilled cheese. It's a classic grilled cheese sandwich made with fancy Cabot cheese served inside a sourdough bread. You can also add special fillings if you so choose. Carrington, are you getting a grilled cheese sandwich when you head to Fenway?
What are some of the special fillings that you can add?
It says each spot will have different fillings.
Okay. You know, I don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. This, I'm telling you, there never has been a time where I've eaten a sandwich and I thought, man, you know what? This sandwich would be better if you remove the protein from it. There never have been a time. I don't even understand people's love of the grilled cheese sandwich. I love the meat so much. The ham, the turkey. I love all of those things. Why am I removing those things from the sandwich? It doesn't make any sense. No. You're telling me I'm gonna spend $17 to $22 on bread and cheese? No, thank you. No, not at all. That's crazy to me.
Final one, Carrington, to go up against the break. The Pirates, by the way, another. Maybe it's not low-key either. PNC Park. Gorgeous.
I've actually never been before.
I've never been either, but I've heard
it's good, though.
I've heard nothing positive.
PNC Park is nice.
They have a new food item, Carrington. It's called the Polish Cannonball. It's egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese, and an herb crema dip. Are you trying the Polish Cannonball?
They got a what? A herb dip?
An herb crema dip. And it's egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, and cheddar cheese.
Okay. I'm not paying for it. Would I let you order one and then say, hey, would you give it a try? Sure. I'm happy to do that. I'm not handing them my debit card to pay for that. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. What was it again? What was all those things?
It's got egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese, and herb crema dip.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to pass on that one. No thanks. Hey, can you just give me a hot dog? That's what I'm just going to ask. Hey, can you just give me some regular old American nachos? You know, I don't need anything. You don't got to put any jalapenos with mine. You don't got to put anything with it. Just chips, cheese. That's all I need. I'd rather have that than have what you just offered to me. I'm not interested.